What are the benefits to understanding how people who commit large-scale violent crimes think?
Well, the benefits are a couple of things. Obviously, to be able to hopefully prevent a crime like this from happening again in the future, but it's also important to be able to understand how this behavior evolves and how this kind of thinking develops over time, and to understand, develop a better understanding of the motivations.
And Dr. O'Toole, how does someone with no criminal history pull off a massacre?
Well, what's so interesting is that many of our mass shooters have either no criminal history or a criminal history that is really insignificant. What's important in these cases is that the thinking about these crimes pre-exists the behavior, and the thinking takes months, if not years, to develop, to get to the point where you're thinking in terms of killing other people because of your outlook and your perspective on the world.
Have you ever seen a case like this in all of your years in the FBI?
Well, yes, we've had other cases that have some of the same behaviors, and where there's been a lot of planning involved in it, and the person gets inside of the venue where they're going to do the shooting, and they behave or they act in a very cool, calm, and collected manner, and they kill multiple numbers of people, injuring a lot of people, and then at the end they die as a result of suicide or suicide by cops. So, yes, we've seen this kind of behavior before.
And Dr. O'Toole, after the shooting occurred, in an interview you said, "We're still not where we want to be when it comes to the prediction of violence. However, we're able to prevent violence if we know the warning signs." Can you elaborate on that?
Stepping back several steps, if we know the warning signs and if we can teach other people what the warning signs are, even without predicting that, you know, John Smith, who lives at 703 South 14th, is going to be the next shooter. It may not be John Smith. It may be somebody that we didn't even know about, but if we know the warning signs, then we can intervene in order to prevent it.
Do you think we will be able to prevent something like this from happening again?
20 years ago, law enforcement was the ones that were looking for the warning signs. But we're not sitting in someone's living room or at their kitchen table. So we've now had to transfer that responsibility to members of the general public, to mothers and fathers and wives, to say, look, you live with this person every day. You need to know what these behaviors are, especially if there's already existing concerns that family members have about their loved ones. They're the ones that need to work with us and help us to identify those warning behaviors that really occur behind closed doors, and we would never see them.